The Almighty Creator visit the sins of fathers upon the children and the grandchildren? It's a disturbing question because the Bible seems to say that innocent children and grandchildren must suffer for the sins of their father. Children suffer for the doings of their parents would in fact seem to be very unfair. Let's see what the Bible actually has to say. We're going to start at verse 8. This is part of the Ten Commandments. And in these commandments, it seems like God says what we think He says. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Right there is actually the key part that we need to keep in mind. This is being told to a group of people that hate God, so much so that they are idol worshipers. Context is king. This is speaking to people that have completely forsaken Yahweh. They have turned their back on God and begin to worship false gods, idols. They've turned their back completely on a loving God. Now, what naturally happens when that happens? Quite simple. The children and the grandchildren follow in the footsteps of their parents. So, when a person makes a decision to not live a life after God, when they make a decision to turn their back on the commandments of God, when they make a decision to choose a different God, they, not God, has brought upon their children and their grandchildren the results of a godless life. It is you, not God, that brings iniquity upon the children, because 9 times out of 10, those children will hate God. Those children will not acknowledge Him. Why? They never saw that example. They didn't learn that life from you. They follow in your footsteps. So in fact, it is not God that visits sin upon the children. Not at all. Because we have another scripture in the Word of God that says that God would not visit the sins upon the children and the grandchildren. So how do we make those two coincide? We find the context. And in this verse, the context is if you're a God hater, most possibly your children will be God haters, your grandchildren, because you've set the direction of your family. But let's read the next verse, Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse number 10. But showing mercy unto thousands of them, love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. What he said was, if you love me, if you keep my commandments, if you teach your children my commandments, then they will keep my commandments, or at least they will be more likely to. And upon those children, my blessings will flow. I've seen this in families. Families that teach the ways of God to their children, that flows for generations, bringing the blessings of God. I know many children that have turned their back temporarily on the right thing, but they were still blessed because mama and dad was blessed. There is a blessing in choosing the right ways of the Lord. I pray that you be blessed and that this has helped answer a pertinent question for you. I'm Shane Vaughn, the founder of First Harvest Ministries and First Harvest Association of Ministers. Go to our website for more of these wonderful truths, firstharvestchurch.org. Right now, firstharvestchurch.org. Org. There you'll find tremendous resources that will answer more of your Bible questions. May Yahweh bless you and keep you, and may His face shine upon you. Does God, Almighty Creator, visit the sins of fathers upon the children and the grandchildren? It's a disturbing question because the Bible seems to say that innocent children and grandchildren must suffer for the sins of their fathers. Let's look at what the Bible says. The scripture we're looking at is Deuteronomy 5 and 8 through 10. Because in fact, if this is the case, then how can God be fair? How is that fair? Skeptics of the Bible, this is one of their favorite scriptures because it seems to indicate that God is unfair, and He's actually a tyrant. And indeed, to make innocent children suffer for the doings of their parents would in fact seem to be very unfair. Let's see what the Bible actually has to say. We're going to start at verse 8. This is part of the Ten Commandments. And in these commandments, it seems like God says what we think He says. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Right there is actually the key part that we need to keep in mind. This is being told to a group of people that hate God, so much so that they are idol worshipers. Context is king. This is speaking to people that have completely forsaken Yahweh. They have turned their back on God and begin to worship false gods, idols. They've turned their back completely on a loving God. Now, what naturally happens when that happens? Quite simple. The children and the grandchildren follow in the footsteps of their parents. So, when a